Hello, welcome to... Is that a hint?
It's for you.
Thank you. I've got to sanitize my hands.
Oh.
Elliot? Welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? The Patreon episode for the Patreon. Oh, smell. You've got hand sanitizer everywhere.
I wanted to
everywhere.
Do it to her, but she pressed it first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you've got Elliot. Sorry. Yeah.
Nobody feel
right. Smells very boy, this one. Very boy-y one, yeah.
Well, alcohol.
Yeah. No, it smells like shaving stuff. Like cologne, it smells like.
Oh, yeah. It sort of has that...
very boy-y.
Sort of a cheap deodorant smell,
yes,
to it, doesn't it?
Yes. Lynx Africa.
It's the Lynx Africa gel. Hand gels.
So, here we are, another podcast, another Patreon episode.
Good evening. How are you?
Why are you assuming it's evening? It's not even evening now. No, it's not. It's the afternoon. It's like 4:30.
Early evening. Good early evening.
Are you tired because of all your keto?
No, I'm actually full of beans because I'm on keto. I'm not on keto. I did it for 2 days this week.
Sunil was so confident about how he was going to do keto. Did you talk about it on the podcast?
I don't think I did.
You just spoke to me about it and how you're going to do keto. And then every time someone says they're going to get keto, I'd get really jealous because I want to do keto, but then I try doing veto. But then all you can have as a vegan allergic to nuts is all you can have is flaxseed crackers that cost £5 a box.
And that's all you can eat, basically,
well,
isn't
that
it?
And...
cheese. You can't even eat that. Vegan cheese?
Vegan cheese, yeah. So I put
cheese
a bit
crackers.
Of vegan cheese on it, yeah. But it wears thin after a while.
Well, yeah, it's it's pretty tough restricting everything down to that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I thought, oh, this would be easy. First day was fine.
What did you eat on the first day?
I had a big omelette.
I love this kind of stuff. How many eggs in the omelette?
Four.
Four eggs. Anything else in it?
Yeah, there's bacon, cheese, and spinach.
Wow.
Mushrooms.
That's an epic omelette.
Yeah, it was a big, big lunch.
Did you count all... Could you have to count all of the things and then it's very difficult maths?
No.
No, that's what you have to do. You have to, because mushrooms have like three and then you have to add up and you can only get to like 17 or something.
And then for dinner, I...
you weren't doing it properly. That was your problem.
And then, no, I was being guided by James, who's a keto expert in this building.
I have read a lot about it. I read two books.
Well, he's actually someone that does it.
Okay.
And then for dinner, I was like, oh, I thought I found a loophole. Because I was like, oh, I'll just buy a load of like sliced deli meats and a bit of cheese and some nuts.
Yeah.
And he watched me happily munch them. And the next day he said, I should have said something. You shouldn't really be doing that, apparently, because it's so easy to lose control of how much you're eating. If
oh,
you're just
yeah.
Eating.
This is why you have to do the maths. You have to work
I
it
refuse.
Out because actually you're only allowed to... Otherwise, you're not in ketosis. And so you're just eating loads of fatty stuff.
You keep telling me to piss on a stick.
You have to piss on a stick and then it works out what your piss is in ketosis.
I can feel when I'm in ketosis.
No, you don't know. Oh, if you
I
have
know.
A keto flu.
Yeah.
Did you get keto
so
flu?
So the weird thing about it is that, like, I felt great... that day, but the next day, like, really, like, out of it, just didn't know where I was, turning lights on and off, like, leaving stuff upstairs, and it was really, really groggy.
Just because you ate loads of ham.
Yeah, just, I was just mad what happens when you eat a load of ham for a night, isn't it? And then, so I did it
so
for, like...
You were in the place where you live, and you didn't know where you were.
No, as in, I knew where I was, but I just felt quite groggy and not awake in the morning. And then I was filming that day, so I was like, I took a box of boiled eggs with me, and I got there, and they're
oh,
like,
"Oh, no one wants that."
No, I got there, and they were like, "We're doing a coffee order. What do you want?" I went, "Ah, oh, just a mocha, please." And I just got a mocha and a croissant.
Oh no! So you lasted one day.
And then the next day, I got back on it again. Fine. Day after that, a bit groggy in the morning. Bit just groggy in the morning.
You messaged me, you said you were tired and you were weak.
Yeah, I felt weak and a bit groggy. And I was like up all night. I had loads. Basically, I didn't eat enough on that day.
Oh no.
So apparently when that happens, you sort of, if you go to bed on an empty stomach. And I wasn't hungry. But you're supposed to keep eating to hit your like calories. And then I just didn't really sleep very well. And then the next morning, bit groggy. I was filming again. And I was there and they're like, do you want a coffee? I went, yeah, I'll have a mocha and an almond croissant. I just couldn't turn down free food. And that's
it's
the real,
painful.
That's
yeah,
the tough thing
about
doing keto is that
No one's got much ham they're giving out.
No one's handing out ham, unfortunately. So that was yesterday. So I've only managed to do 2 out of 4 days.
So basically you've done the worst diet possible, which is to eat loads of sugary, carby things, and then the next day eat loads of fatty things. So at no point have you been in a state of ketosis, which is when you're meant to burn all the calories.
Well, I think I was, because I was groggy.
You had to do it for 2 weeks to get into ketosis. You were just a bit tired.
I was a bit groggy.
Yeah, you're just a bit groggy because you didn't have your sugar. Coming off sugar. That's what it was.
No, because it wasn't like the last time I
constantly shoveling sugar in every day.
No, I wasn't. It's not like the last time when I came off sugar and that was awful. That was horrific.
But you only did it for a day.
No, I did it for a week, didn't I?
This time, you only did it for a day, so you didn't even get to that place.
No, but last time, immediately, the first morning when I didn't have sugar in the morning, I felt really bad.
It's the same thing you did with Huel. Every time you're like, I'm going to do this thing, it's going to change my life, I'm going to be a new person. And then I believe you, and I think, I wish I had the willpower to do that. And then you do it for 5 hours, and then you get groggy. So we both fall for it every single time.
Then I feel like a failure. Every time it happens, I get groggy, and I start, no. No, I think it's good to have a balanced diet.
Yeah, you're promoting swinging diet wildly. Culture here.
Oh no, yeah, it's terrible. I'm not promoting. You wanted to talk about it.
Well, it's a real failure, so I don't think anyone's going to be copying you.
No, I think the best thing to do is probably start off the day with anything you want.
Croissant and a mocha.
Croissant and a mocha, and in the evening, don't really have a big carby meal, maybe.
But still, you can't do restraint. You're the same as me. There's no restraint.
No, there isn't. You're right. Well, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't overeat. I don't eat like loads of shit, but I just probably don't move around enough.
Yeah, you're a very still person.
I conserve energy, like
camel.
No, sloth.
Pregnant woman. They get the fat in their cheeks because they're preserving it for the baby.
Pregnant women, do they?
Yeah, but then Bobby's always like constantly like with his leg. He's like, he's always moving, and it makes me seasick.
But that's probably because like his body's like, fucking get rid of this food that we've put in.
Yeah, whereas my body's like, more food.
Well, that's the thing. I've stopped eating biscuits until you turned up today.
Yeah, but I fell for the Lady Gaga Oreos again.
The thing is, I ate a couple just because they were there, but they're not like...
They're just regular Oreos.
It's not like an amazing thing to eat. Like if you have them every day, it's not like a treat anymore. It's just like... No. Part of your life, really.
Yeah, it was exciting because they were American, but they're just everywhere now, so it's not that special.
Peanut M&Ms, though, I could eat them every day.
Really?
No, maybe not, actually. Sometimes I have so many peanuts that my mouth swells up a bit.
So you're allergic to peanuts, do you think?
No, I just ate too many peanuts, yeah.
So what?
Because, you know, like, I was reading an article the other day saying, like, vegetables are basically poisonous if you have too... Well, anything is poisonous if you have too much of it, but apparently vegetables... Where did I read it? Some like scam newspaper.
Keto Diet Weekly.
Keto
or
Boys, Keto Lads on Tour. And it said like, the headline was something like, vegetables are trying to kill you every time you eat them. So your body has to kill them harder.
No.
It's like Die Hard. Not Die Hard, but.
No, that's such a boy thing as well. You have to make it into like a.
Killing.
The
world is, you know, nature is red in tooth and claw, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's just vegetables.
Survival of the fittest.
The best thing you could eat. Well, you're not going to be very fit.
If someone tore your limbs off, you'd want your limbs to try and kill them.
You're not
going to
survive because you're going to be groggy.
Fuck.
I fell out with the man in the post office today.
Yeah.
I had a really stressful journey here. So I got a present for a friend of ours. So a friend of ours is filming a TV show.
Yeah.
And so it's her show. And so I was excited. So then months ago when we moved into our place and we were buying stuff for it, I found a cushion, and the name of the cushion was the name of her character in the show.
Okay.
So I was like, I've got to get this. So then I got the cushion. And then, first of all, it survived, you know, but when my smoothie exploded and I went everywhere, all over the ceilings and the walls.
Yeah.
So that it was in the middle of that, but I think it survived. I'm worried there might be a tiny spot of it where there was a hole in the plastic, but I think it survived. Anyway, so then it survived that. And then it's been like months, and she's already started filming. They've moved to the place where they're doing it. So then I had to get the address of where she was to send it there. So now it's just going to be really inconvenient because I'm going to be sending her a cushion to a place she doesn't even live. So then I had to go to the post office to send the cushion. And then I got to the post office and then I was like, hi, I need to send this. Then I showed him the pillow. And then he was like, you need to put it in something.
Well, you just and took was... a pillow to the post office. Yes. Yes. You didn't wrap it up.
No, because I was like, please can you give me the stuff I need to send it? And then he was like, you have to go to the stationery section and buy the thing. And I was like, can you just give me the thing to do it? And then
I can have do the it. Thing, Harriet.
And he was like, no, you have to go to the part where you buy it. And I'm like, why is there not a service where you can just go and be like, why do you think I keep a box at home?
You're
and
turning so, into one of those like really loud, like, you're turning into a Karen, aren't you?
No, I'm not a Karen. I just don't understand the post office service.
You don't understand it?
No. Well, so
when
I
they say, can
ages,
you wrap your parcels before then, you send them?
I was told I had to go get a thing to put it in. So then I had to go back to the other end of the shop and then get that and then went back. And then I was on the floor in front of him putting it into this stupid box. And then I put it in the box.
In
and
a
I
box?
Went,
yeah, not this even like a plastic
They weren't
envelope.
Big enough because it's this huge cushion. And so I put it in this big box. And then I said, okay, can I send it please like this? I gave him the box. And he said, you can't send it like that.
Well, you got to sellotape it up.
Then he said, yeah, you need sellotape. This, so I said, please, can I have some sellotape? And he said, you have to go and buy sellotape from the other end of the shop.
Oh my god, I'm so on this person's side. I can't believe this.
Back to the other bit of the stationery shop and then buy, and I was really cross at this point because I was like, well, surely they should just have all this stuff. Like,
they
I don't know
have
how to
there.
Send the cushion.
They had it
so
there.
Then I had
you had to
go
buy it.
Buy the sellotape from the other man. And then I was like looking at him and I think he was on my side. And
no
then
one was on
and
your
then
side
I had to go
no
back
one.
Again. And then it was a very long, stressful thing. And then he was like, and then I had to, but then I was trying to sellotape it up, but I had a mask on. And so there was no way to cut it unless I bought scissors. But I was not going to go back to the stationery section and buy scissors.
Right.
So I had to keep on sneakily putting my mask down and bite the sellotape and then pull it back up again. And then he was like, do you want to send it signed for? And then I was like, this is going to be such a headache. They're going to receive.
Such a, how big was the
this,
box?
It was really big. And then they were going to get this cushion. Imagine if in the middle of filming her series, she has to stop and go to the post office and pick up.
Getting a big box with a cushion with your name, your character's name on
it. But it doesn't even have it on. That's the problem. The cushion didn't come with the name on it. And so I had to be like,
what
look,
was on the cushion?
Nothing. It doesn't say the name of the cushion. So I had to say, look, the cushion is called this in the shop.
Oh
and there's no proof
God,
for it. But
Harriet.
You just have to trust me that it's called the name of the character of your show.
How much did it cost to send?
£4.
Oh, right. That's not too
well,
bad.
Well, I didn't do time for because I was like, look, if it goes missing, it goes missing. I'm not going to make it go
so
to the post
dumb.
Office and get this.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. Absolute chaos.
Because it's like, everyone knows you have to wrap things before you parcel them.
Well.
Send them anyway.
But it doesn't make any sense that you do. The post office, it needs to move with the times, right?
It did.
Everything
it
is
sold
so
stationery.
No, in different parts. I'd queued for ages. I
oh,
don't know
yeah,
what
two
box
different
it
queues.
Needs to go in. I don't know. They should just be like, okay, we'll give you the box. We'll wrap it for you. We'll put it on.
That's
really
a, that's
bad
actually
service.
An interesting point. There should be a service that does that.
There should be a service that does that. It's very complicated. He was very unhelpful. He definitely had masking tape there with him,
yeah, but
and
you
he
can't
wouldn't
just
let me
use
his.
Their tape.
Why? I'll pay him for whatever. I don't want to have to go back to then join the queue
Elliot,
again.
Is there a service where you can just say, "Can you send this for me?" and they do it? If not, we're in business.
We're in business.
What? Like you have to go there and do it? Like you have to go and give them.
Well, I just don't understand. It's a big cushion. How am I going to know how to send it? Why does everyone think I
know
how to send it?
You're an adult.
But what would I put it in?
Google it.
Is it like a security thing? Like when you get to the airport and say you pack this yourself? Because if it gets to your friend's house...
Oh, they're not allowed to pack it.
You could be a post office person and putting something in a box.
Yeah.
Whereas like if you know you haven't done it.
No, there's couriers. Couriers will pick stuff up and take it for you.
I need a courier, but then I don't have the thing at home. I don't have the thing. Anyway, Bobby a week ago was like, look, just tell them you got it and just put it in the bin. Just say you tried. And you, like, the thought was there and then put it in the bin. And I was like,
well, put
I
the cushion in the bin and get rid of it.
Yeah, he was so fed up with his cushion that it's just sat in the corner for ages. Anyway, I've sent it. I don't know if it's going to get there.
Can we mention who it's for? We don't have to.
Yeah, we should because, well, her show is very good. It's going to be
it's
great.
For Sophie, isn't it?
Yeah, Sophie Willen's new show, Alma's Not Normal. So the cushion was called Alma. So I was like, oh my God,
the
I've
model
got to get
of
this
the cushion,
cushion
was called Alma. It doesn't have Alma written anywhere.
But it doesn't
on
have any, it doesn't even on the label, it doesn't say cushion Alma. There's no proof.
Is it from IKEA?
No, it's from Laradute. So there's no Pretty proof good. That it's. cord, so it doesn't make any sense. I've just sent her a cushion.
You sent her a blank cushion.
Yeah. Well, it's quite colourful. Her character is quite colourful. Like,
expend the mental brain power to figure out what what is happening when she gets that box one today.
Not for days. It was this morning when I sent it. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with it. He didn't seem to understand where I was sending it to either. I said Bolton and he didn't get it.
You didn't write the address anywhere?
I did write the address, but I think it might have been covered in the masking tape when I was doing that.
Fucking
anyway, I found a way of signing Bobby's name where I don't have to even ask him, because I was like, oh, he wants to threaten the bin. I'm not going to bother asking him, and he's at golf. So I just get a pen and I hold it, you know, like a child holds a pen like this in your fist. And then I just press down really hard and I write Bobby, and it is literally indistinguishable from Bobby's signature. So I don't even need him to sign on cards anymore. So yeah, that was brilliant. My time in the post office today.
So we all know how to forge Bobby's signature.
You just imagine you're a child and just
grip real tight and press real hard
with your thumb. It's not even like you hold a pen. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad that happened to you.
No, you shouldn't be glad. It was very stressful. Very funny.
But now you know that whenever you send anything in the post, you have to wrap it properly. Can't believe
we're
having...
how am I meant to do that?
You
I
know now through experience, through experience.
I have wrapping paper, but they won't accept wrapping paper. You have to put it in a parcel thing.
I know what you mean. It can be like, how
Thank
do I get
you.
Rid of this? But
how
you
do
basically
I do this?
Just you buy a box.
From where?
The post office, where you just bought one from.
I was in the queue for the post office and I got to the front of the post office and I'd assume that the man would say, yes, of course, here's the box. Let me put it in the box for you.
I know what this is about.
What?
You're not confident with measurements, are you?
No, I'm not confident
exactly,
with measurements.
Exactly, there you go.
I had to get it on the floor and then I had to put it in and then I had to try and squash it and learn how to make a box. And all the instructions were there and I was like, I do not have time
not
to read the instructions.
Not confident with instructions, measurements, spatial awareness. You probably, like, people had to, like, mind their way around you, didn't they? Because you probably used up a lot of space on the floor. Probably a small branch.
I did text us for GCSE and just the whole house would basically just be full of stuff. And then I sewed everything back to front. And then my friend's mum actually sewed my thing together because I got the sleeves all inside out. So she had to sew the sleeves. I like the decoration, but I can't.
Do you think you could get better at it if you... Actually, no, you probably...
Yeah, if I did it every day, I could get better at it.
No, but I don't think you would because you don't want to be better at it.
Well, if it was my job and I took pride in it, I would.
But it's not and you don't.
No.
So you would.
No.
Okay, yeah. No, I tried to... I've had to send stuff and it's been a real, like... I know when I've been, like... when I had to sell my old laptop and I was like, how do you do that? And they don't help you.
No one helps
you. Just like, send it back to us. And then so what I had to do was wait until one day I got an Amazon delivery of a box, which is roughly the same size.
Oh, so you used a box you
already
owned.
And then I used the same...
That's a good idea.
What do you call it? The plastic full of air. Not bubble wrap,
bubble
but the bigger ones.
Big bubble wrap.
and I did it in that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have...
That's what I should have done, used a box I already had. I just thought they'd help me. I just thought there'd be a smooth system where they go, this is the box you need, this is the bag you need, just do this, use a bit of our masking tape, no problem.
I think there's a lot of situations now where you can't just wander in with a bit of a smile and be like, help me.
This is why the Royal Mail is struggling, because they're not helping their customers. It's a very archaic process. We're used to being helped. Everything is so convenient. Deliveroo at your fingertips. Post office. It's like the past.
I think it went really well for you because if I did the same, if I tried to pull that move in there, they'd just be like, they'd be very upset.
They were. They didn't help me at all. I had to keep going back and forth.
No, but they did help you by telling you what you needed to buy.
We just say, get a box. And then I had to go find it. I had to find the box. I had to put it in all the boxes.
Yeah. Whereas they'd call me an idiot and say, what is wrong with you?
He didn't speak very much at all, actually.
Furious,
and he was very
imagine working in there. It's horrible.
They're very rude.
Yeah, but imagine being in their shoes dealing with people like you.
Well, if they just their system is wrong, they need to update their system. They need it's so
always
easy.
The system is wrong, isn't it?
Yes,
never your fault.
Well, what did I do wrong?
Well, you didn't pack a cushion.
I
you just
thought
took
they'd
a cushion
pack it
to the
for me. It's stupid. It's really
we're just
stupid.
Going around in circles.
Yes,
Elliot,
anyway.
Please, can you tell her she's wrong? Pathetic. Cut there.
Anyway, what's that in the corner?
My back brace.
Yeah, why do you have a back brace?
I bought it. It was recommended to me by a friend, Jordan Brooks, a friend of the podcast, Jordan Brooks. and it goes on like a backpack, and it's there's a sellotape thing around the middle. Elliot's, you're not allowed to touch it, Elliot, because of COVID regulations. Actually,
no, you can. It's
no, you can't. I won't touch
he
it.
Just
if you've touched
sanitized
it, because
it's fine. He's you're fine.
Put it on me.
Yeah, put it on. So is it? It's called a back bra, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Mic. Yeah, sorry. Absolutely. I thought I was being helpful by holding the mic. Bra. Yeah, it is, because Sean used to have one.
Sean McLaughlin, you're outing Sean as the owner of a back bra.
You just outed him. Could have been any Sean.
Yeah, good point. So the joke has always been to ask Jordan if his mum puts it on for him every morning. But now...
Now you got one as well. It actually looks very smart. I thought it would look very lame, but you actually look like a security guard or a removal man. Yeah.
Very tight. And then these bits, you. I hope you're happy with the subscription you paid for this podcast, because this is really good stuff. And then I had it on. I only got it this morning, and I put it on. It's like
you're sitting up so straight.
Well, it's because it's fucking tight.
So
it stops you from slumping forward too much because it sort of holds you back. But then when you take it off. You're like, oh my God, that I wasn't using... You suddenly feel like, oh Christ, yeah.
Wow.
I was using different muscles holding myself up like this.
You do look very, very straight now.
Elliot's got a question.
Yes, Elliot?
A question.
Do you wear it forever, or does it fix your posture eventually so you can stop? Like, can you like eventually stand up straight?
I don't know. Yeah,
oh,
I think
yeah.
It does, because when you take it off,
you
feel like you've worked
brace.
Out some muscles, basically, that you've never really felt before.
Like, does it make you naturally?
Like yeah, like a 40s body.
You rely on it too much.
If you rely on it too much, all the other muscles will get weak.
Yeah, waste away. I fell out with my physio because, you know, he told me that I had a hump.
Me?
No, he told me that I had a hump.
Yeah.
And then I was like, then we were like, he was like doing stuff on my shoulders and I was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling so much better. So I was like, yeah, do you think the hump's gone down at all? And then he went, I don't think you want me to answer that. And I was like...
wow.
Yeah, I do. Well, and then he was like, to be honest, it's not the aim to get rid of the hump. And I was like, it's my aim to get rid of it. He was like, it's to learn to live with the hump. And then I was like, what? Like, obviously, I want to get rid of the hump.
We've got a title for the podcast.
I've already come up with a very good title.
What's the new title?
All the listeners are really appreciating
it. Okay, go on then.
The keto success.
Oh, I didn't get it at first.
I want to call it living with the hump.
What about the key to no success? Because you didn't actually have any success.
It was put better.
Yes, we don't actually want. Yeah.
Very good.
Anyway, he's not even helping me get rid of the hump. He's just helping me live with it.
I know how to live with it.
I know how to live with it. I've been living with it.
Everyone's
for ages.
Always known you've had a hump. It's
and
not,
then I
huh?
said, "Can he said how old are you?" And then I said 33, and he went,
Is that it?
I don't know. Well, then he said it usually sets in place by 30.
Really?
And then I was like, what do you think?
Oh, so
I
this
was...
sounds like an actual, like a congenital thing rather than a lifestyle thing.
Oh, what? It was just I was born to have a hump.
Old hump lady out there. On the Leto.Veto diet.
Veto can't even do that. It's too expensive for
old
the
hump lady. And then I've got the back. You should get the back brace.
I do. You do look very... You've actually slumping a bit more now. You look very uncomfortable, to be honest.
No, well, I'm not actually, because it is like... It's very cheap. I got on a lightning deal.
Do you have to wear it outside of your clothes like that?
No, you can wear it wherever, I suppose. I didn't really read the instructions. I just put it straight on.
It does look cool. The black look... It does look a bit
it
cool,
It does not
actually.
Look cool. I'm not, don't, she's working
like,
it, working up
cool
to telling me
like
I can go outside
guard.
With it. I know what you're doing.
You should wear it out. It looks
no, you should
really
wear,
cool.
You should, we should go out for a few drinks. You should wear that.
Drinks afterwards. It looks really cool. Me and Bobby the other day saw a man walking down the street and he had 7 security men around him.
Oh, you said, yeah,
he
I heard about that.
Clearly very important. You no, could look like one of the security men if you had that.
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, I think that might be enough for today. I think.
Oh, how many?
I need to pee.
Do you?
Yeah, I always need to pee, but it's just me.
Are you wearing, is this your mum's old top?
This is what Sean said as well. He said... I was like, what is that? So
it is your mum's old
ladies.
Top, isn't it?
It's not my mum's old top. It's from And Other Stories, and it's new.
Yeah, I wasn't.
It's too
I
big
wasn't
for
taking
me.
The piss out of it because it genuinely does look like an older style of.
Yeah, that's what.
Motherly top. Like mother.
It's just fashion.
80s
fashion.
Mother few drinks with the other ladies in the garden.
It's just fashion.
It's just fashion. It is just fashion. That's what it is. Don't question it. It's just fashion. Yeah, have you seen my new sweatshirt?
It's just fashion.
It's just fashion. It's just fashion, Elliot.
Okay. Okay, I think we
yeah,
need to
go. Yeah, is it just fashion?
Your back bra. It's just fashion.
This is what fashion is now. It's just fashion. Oh! It's just fashion. It's just fashion. You shouldn't touch other people's stuff during a pandemic.
Okay, I think we need to go.
That's my pen.
Goodbye, everybody. Thank you so much for supporting
it's
the Patreon.
It's just fashion, guys. Remember, guys, it's just fashion.
It's just fashion. It's just a hump.
It's just fashion. We'll do a separate episode about fashion soon. Bye.
Bye.